Let's catch up.
An NFL podcast with Taylor Bisciotti
and Sam Batesh,
where we talk about the biggest headlines in the NFL.
So, Taylor, you know what? Let's catch up.
It's been too long.
Yeah, we really should.
Blue Wire.
Wow. Taylor, the season isn't quite here, but let's catch up because it's going to be here real soon. And everybody wants to know your predictions.
You dropped it in fantasy football.
My predictions. But yes, Taylor, do you want to just guess? I mean, look, I could have any quarterback. It's a fantasy football team. I mean, care to guess who I may have chosen as my fantasy quarterback?
If anybody regularly listens to this podcast, there's no guessing about it. Everybody knows it's Dak Prescott.
So I'm in.
Did you take him in the first round too?
So no, I
just to make sure he didn't get taken off the board.
I actually did it. It was funny how it fell. I'm in this ridiculous draft with my friends where we decided on a slow draft where we're just doing it through an unbelievable text chain that will never end. And I'm the worst guy, Taylor. You know me with decisions most of the time. It's back and forth. I'm weighing the positives and the negatives of everything. And my friends are waiting 30 and 45 minutes for every pick. And finally, it comes to, this was actually the fifth round, so it's not crazy. I took a quarterback in the proper round.
That's fair.
Fifth round, right? Fifth round. It comes
What's
to
not
me.
Fair is that you have 45 minutes in between takes. I don't know how you...
You're right.
How you manage to set that situation up.
They should be absolutely stealing my picks from me. But it's about 30 minutes because I was at dinner. And then finally, one of my friends texts me and he goes, dude, you know Dak's available, right? And I just started laughing hysterically because all of my friends from listening to Let's
It was serendipitous. It was meant to be.
And they just said, what are you keeping us all on the line for when you know you're about to draft Dak Prescott? Lo and behold, Dak. My fantasy quarterback. So we will be riding this.
So lucky for us, we're all going to be able to hear about it all year long. Just how incredible Dak Prescott was. Even when he has bad games. Don't worry, Sam will come to his defense.
I will explain.
It was everyone else.
Someone else's fault, but not Dak Prescott because I am adapted to Dak. And again, he is now my quarterback, not just America's quarterback, but my quarterback as well. And that is special. Taylor, let's jump in because what's important here is that the preseason is gone. And by the way, three games felt about right. Less is more.
Could have been two. Less is more. Less is more there.
Less is more. So that's done. And now we know everything we need to know to tell you
to make our picks.
What's going to happen. So Taylor, lo and behold, we will simply go division by division. You'll tell me who you've got winning the division. If you've got a team in that division also as a playoff team, let us know that as well. We will start in the AFC East. Taylor, who will win the AFC East this season?
So this one was kind of tough for me, shockingly enough. I have Bills winning, but I wasn't sure if anybody else was going to make it into the playoffs. I was undecided between the Patriots and Dolphins. We don't know if it's going to be Cam Newton, Mac Jones. Dolphins were really good last year, made it into the playoffs. I don't have either one of them making it this year. So it's just going to be the division winner, the Bills.
So now the Dolphins missed out on the playoffs. They just did.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
They did win 10 games, but they just missed out on the playoffs. However, they were shockingly good last season, especially when you look back and you remember Tua and Fitzpatrick and how that whole thing went. And lo and behold, they were just a game off from making the playoffs. But you have Bills. And you said you also, this season, are you just clean on the Bills? That's it from this division?
Just clean on the Bills.
Okay. Bills as champs. I also have the Bills winning the division yet again. And of course, back and forth on whether we'd have Belichick back in the playoffs. But just like you, Taylor, I see it as just the Bills here winning that division. No one else from the East. We will now go AFC West. Taylor, who do you have winning the Chiefs division?
I have the Chiefs winning this division, and then I have two other teams making the playoffs. This will be my three. Sure. Yeah, I'm going to go Chiefs, Chargers, and Broncos.
That's exciting. Wow. You're feeling the Broncos, huh?
Did you just call the AFC West the Chiefs division?
I said, who do you have out of the Chiefs division? I said, who do you have out of the Chiefs division? and you followed us down that path and you went with Chiefs, but you also like Chargers and Broncos, which is pretty interesting. So you're liking what you see out of Teddy B.
I am liking what I see out of Teddy B, but more so, I just think that that team is finally healthy all around, especially on that defense, which is obviously where they struggled last year. And I think that they've, out of all the teams in the preseason so far, they were the ones that stood out to me the most starting in game one.
Yeah, Chubb and Miller is pretty terrifying. And it smashed the Vikings in that preseason game as well. All right, so AFC West, I called it the Chiefs division, but guess what, Taylor?
You have my beat going.
Chargers winning the division, AFC West. That's how I see it.
Well, this is funny because I actually have them in the Super Bowl,
which is amazing.
But I just still have the Chiefs winning the division.
Okay, so I have the Chargers here winning the division. I have the Chiefs also going to the playoffs. But you have the Chiefs winning the division along with the Chargers and the Broncos.
We will get to the pick,
although put a pin in it. Big news for the Chargers coming up. All right, AFC North, Taylor, a division that is near and dear to your heart. Who will win the AFC North for the 2021 season?
I have the Browns winning the division.
Yes!
I know. It hurts.
Yes.
I don't like that you're celebrating that, by the way.
Yes, you said it. Yes. So, I mean, look.
Are you going to follow suit or are you going to be a loyal friend and take the Ravens?
I should be a loyal friend here. Although, by myself, in a dark room, earlier today, I also wrote down Cleveland rocks for AFC North.
Yeah. I get it. I think in terms of just looking at the roster, from top to bottom, they're a better team.
They're better than the other teams in the division.
I mean, you could argue that they have, from top to bottom, the best team in the NFL. It's a little bit of a stretch, but not much.
It's just the steps that they took last season. And obviously, there's sort of the big brother, little brother thing with the Steelers. And that was such a definitive moment for them to win that game in Pittsburgh in the playoffs. And that just stamped it. And I couldn't get that out of my head when I'm looking at all these teams today. And I just thought, you know what? This is the trajectory of the Browns. And it was
obvious. You have the Browns winning and the Ravens getting in. So we're the same.
Yep. Ravens are definitely a playoff team.
What about the Steelers? Do you have them not making it at all?
I would either have here the Steelers also making it, or there would be two teams from the South. And I have two teams from the South. We'll get to that. I don't have the Steelers making the playoffs, and neither do you, which
I think that's crazy.
A statement there, because Mike Tomlin has been incredibly consistent. Ben Roethlisberger coming off a very nice season. And let's not forget that the Steelers were undefeated for most of the season. It did not end well. They finished the season 1-4, including that playoff loss. Things did not go very well. But this was arguably the best team in football for over 10 weeks last season. And neither one of us have been making the playoffs. And I'm not exactly sure why.
I think it's because we still remember the second half of their season where they just totally fell apart.
And when you look at the division, it's just a process of elimination. And only so many teams can make the playoffs. And only so many teams can actually win the division. And that's just it.
It was almost like the Browns needed to get over that hurdle and just finally beat them. And they did. And once that happened.
And again.
Their dominance.
Browns are scary.
At least temporarily.
Myles Garrett is a terrifying force. And what Baker Mayfield has done to prove so many people wrong and to be in this spot and to be...
The way that you love Dak has always been the way that I've felt about Baker.
Right. You know, and it's been tough for you in the same division, much like it was tough for me to love Dak being an Eagles fan my whole life. But sometimes you just see it enough and you're seeing it twice a season and it just sinks in and you realize that guy's got something. And clearly, that guy's got something. And that's it. So sorry, Steelers, you're out. So AFC South, Taylor, how do you see this division? Obviously, the Titans,
The Titans winning it. And
wow,
since I've got three from the AFC West, that's all. I only have one team making it there.
And you like the Titans again. And do you see this as...
I love the Titans. I think they've only gotten better this offseason with the addition of Julio Jones.
Clearly,
people always underestimate Ryan Tannehill, and he was phenomenal last year.
He was better than he was the year before. Because remember, the year before, yes, they were a playoff, but it was so much about Derrick Henry, right? I mean, they were almost winning in spite of it was almost
laughable. Still is so much about Derrick Henry.
But Tannehill was a much better quarterback last season than he was the year before. He was almost in the game manager situation the year before. And I thought offensively that team was better all the way around last season than they were the season before. Season before was more of a surprise. Last year it was, this is who we are.
Yeah.
And deal with us. And that was a special team last year, even though obviously the Ravens.
And I think that especially for the Titans, that one of their biggest crutches was the fact they didn't have one of those deep threat receivers. And now they've got Julio, so they can really stretch the field. And then it's going to allow more opportunity for Derrick Henry to just go off more than he was able to last year, because a lot of times he was just constantly.
And AJ, yeah. Right? I mean, that's going to be great. It's not just going to be really one receiver to key on. That's going to be big news for Tannehill as well. So you've got the Titans. I have the Titans in the playoffs, but I've got the Colts, and I know, and this was tough. I sort of wrote this down, then went back and thought, wait, are you crazy? Is that really going to happen? You know, I mean, Carson Wentz and the injury already, but the fact that now there's this optimism, I mean, despite the COVID list, about Carson being ready.
When I saw that today, by the way, I was just thinking, no. Gosh, he can't catch a break.
He cannot catch a break. I mean, he might be catching a cold, but he cannot catch a break. It's weird, right? It just is weird. I mean, when I saw the foot injury originally, I just thought, wow, is this career really just going to end right in front of our eyes before it starts? Is that really going to be it? I mean, is it going to be him diving into the end zone in Los Angeles in 2017? And that's just it. Everything's downhill from there. And that's why I wrote this down. Maybe just for the fact that it'll feel good to see it happen. I would love for Reich and Wentz to capture that magic again. And even though it would piss all of Philadelphia off, of course, that would be a great story. I think Wentz.
No, I think everybody's rooting for Carson.
I think Wentz has another run in him. I love Darius Leonard on that team. Jonathan Taylor, a breakout season, obviously. The offensive line, they've got to get healthy again. Even Nelson, obviously, was dealing with issues. But this team with Philip Rivers showed me so much last season. And of course, with Carson Wentz, the only two letters that matter are I and F, which is just if healthy, the Colts are going to have a special season. That's how I see it. Let's move to the NFC. And we will put a pin in who we think will actually win the entire AFC. We will get back to that when we have a Super Bowl prediction coming up. But let's move to the NFC quickly for the playoff teams, Taylor. NFC East, how do you see it? Washington.
Oh, gosh. Together. Of course, you started there.
What do you think? I mean, I don't know.
If this is music to your ears, but I do have the Cowboys.
Yes. Look, it should be painful for me, right? I mean,
I don't understand it.
I mean, I've got Allen Iverson over my head here.
That makes me question your true colors there.
What's happening? I'm supposed to be a diehard Eagles fan. I grew up an Eagles fan. I am an Eagles fan, and that's fine. But sometimes as a fan, maybe you really know the truth and you just don't want to admit it. And I'm sorry. It's not a Hard Knocks thing. I'm not the guy that falls in love with Hard Knocks every season. I don't think you are too. It's very entertaining. Don't get me wrong. I love watching it every season, but I don't convince myself that team's going to win the Super Bowl. The Cowboys, with healthy Dak Prescott last season, win 12 games. I'm sorry. It was going to happen.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Good last season when Dak was healthy. I'm sorry. Dak
was having a career year before he got injured.
And he had a career year as a rookie. I mean, Dak was absolutely in. I'm going to say he was a top five quarterback, and that's not even a stretch at all. He was a top five quarterback last season before he got injured. You could probably argue maybe even higher than that. So he's injured the team completely.
It was early, but he was definitely in the conversation when, you know, people always get so excited after the first couple games about who's going to be MVP, and he was definitely up there.
He certainly was. So fine. So healthy now. We don't know what it looks like, but I'm sorry. If you look at the personnel in that division, I know defensively there's a lot of question marks, and last year was ugly defensively, but let's just...
I wouldn't be shocked if Washington made it at all.
Look,
I just still haven't seen enough out of that team to know, and I think that once the Cowboys do come back, it's just there was just no competition last year. And so I think that the Cowboys coming back with a healthy quarterback is going to make it where they're the clear winners.
Cowboys are 12
and so I think it's going to help. I mean, I think it's going to hurt the Washington.
Cowboys are going to win 12 games this season. They're that good. I'm sorry. I mean, okay. That's just, I'm sorry, it's happening. Cowboys are going to win. That's their division. Done. We're moving on. Cowboys win the division. Anyone else?
I don't know about that, but.
Okay. You see anything else? Anybody else from that division making the playoffs, though?
No.
I mean, last year was laughable, right? I mean, last year, even Washington didn't deserve to make the playoffs, but they did. So,
well, that's what I'm saying. So I think that when Dak comes back, it's going to make an impact on Washington. That's why I think they're going to be scooted out.
So there you go. Cowboys, that's it. All right. NFC West. Now, this division is.
Stacked.
This is just a tough division to pick every year. And so I'm fascinated to hear what you have to say. Who's going to win the NFC West?
49ers are going to win. And that one was a toss-up for me between the Rams and the 49ers. But for some reason, I always feel like Shanahan has McVay's number. And I think that that's going to be like the deciding factor between those two. So I have the 49ers winning the division, but the Rams still making the playoffs and the Seahawks also still making the playoffs.
Wow.
I have three from the AFC West and three from the NFC West.
I almost forgot the Seahawks. I knew they made the playoffs. I almost forgot they won the division last year. Seahawks won the division. I mean, that was a 12.
I feel like it's almost overlooked because it's expected with Russell Wilson.
It is. And they were outstanding through 11 weeks last year. And then it was not quite the same after that. But I mean, just remember DK last year and what Wilson was MVP through 10 or 11 weeks last season. He was ridiculous. He was tearing the league apart. There was nobody like Russell Wilson. And towards the end of the season, it just unraveled a bit and they just weren't the same team. And offensively, it just something about the scheme, the running game balance, it was off. And so I have the Rams winning the NFC West. And I know it's interesting what you said about the McVay Shanahan thing. I'm sorry, but the Stafford thing in LA is going to be unbelievable. The Rams are going to, as good as I think the Cowboys are going to be, the Rams are going to be spectacular. The Rams are going to be capture that 2017-2018.
I think they're going to be very good. I do think there is a little bit too much hype around them with Stafford coming in. Right. I think people overlook the fact that Jared, I was listening to somebody's point of view the other day, and they were saying that it's almost like Sean kind of lost like hope in Jared and then dumped all of his problems on him, made it look like he was the one that was the reason for all their issues. I totally disagree with that. I think that 2 years ago, he took them to the Super Bowl. So he did at least a Super Bowl going quarterback on their team. There's something about them that I don't know. I can't pinpoint it. Cam Akers is now done for the year. I think they're going to be very, very good. I just don't think that they're going to be what they were their Super Bowl year. People think that Matthew Stafford's going to come in and solve every problem that they had. And I don't think that he has the power to do that.
I don't, maybe it's just, there's a few things on this that are just things I want to see, right? The Colts thing is just something I want to see. The Cowboys I just see in my sleep. I don't know, so I can't get rid of that. But this Stafford thing is something I want to see also.
That's concerning, because Sam.
It is. No, it's ridiculous. I have problems. I have deep-seated problems. But do you remember, Taylor, do you remember watching, we watched the Monday Night Football game, it was two seasons ago. Remember when we watched the Packers-Lions Monday Night Football game? And it was just another one of those classic, it was early in the season, but it was one of those, again, where Stafford was playing well in the first half. They were beating the Packers. Then, of course, the Lions fell apart in the second half. I remember there was a penalty that went against them. Whatever. The bottom line is Rodgers once again was having a comeback against the Lions. And it was like, is Stafford ever going to get a break here? Is Stafford?
Yeah. No, like, I think that he's going to be obviously in a much better situation. But one other thing that I think that people are forgetting is that the impact that Brandon Staley had, and now he's gone. So that defense, I don't think it's going to be performing at the same level that it was last year.
And you're probably right, because people don't forget about the coordinators. When teams lose coordinators,
it's
don't
huge.
Forget what a mat, like everyone is so
look at what he was able to do in a year to that defense. So now that he's gone,
teams lose a running back and you freak out, and a wide receiver, and you're worried. Trust me, when your team loses a coordinator, brace yourself, because that is tough to replace. I mean, in New England, obviously for years they were fine and then they did it. But even if you really go back and dissect it, even when New England lost key contributors, key coordinators, it hurts. It's not the same.
They all come back though.
But the bottom line is, for me, I see Stafford, I see the Rams, I see big things for the Rams. That's all I'm gonna say. And again, like you, I see the Niners as a playoff team. And it's interesting because in a way...
So you have Rams winning the division, Niners making it, Seahawks not making it.
Seahawks out. Okay. Seahawks out. And again, Seahawks and Steelers this season out for me. That's how I see it. And I know you see the Steelers, but you have the Seahawks making the playoffs, which is a good way to hedge your bet because the smart money is Seahawks make playoffs. That's the smart money. I'm making room for somebody else here at the end that you're going to hear, but I got the Seahawks out. All right, let's move to the NFC North here. And Taylor, this one could be. I mean, again, in the offseason, it was almost really interesting, right? I mean, it could have been anybody's division, but Rodgers is back. Everything's fine. Yes.
Everything's happy.
It's his last season.
Kumbaya.
Yeah. All right. So,
Packers,
what do you got
there?
So, you're all over
that's the only team that makes it. Yeah.
That's it. Okay. Okay. Little controversy here between you and me for this one. So, Packers for me, too. I think this is one of those Aaron Rodgers out to prove to the world, right? That not to mention him and LaFleur has been quite a nice combination. I mean, despite the way the season ends, and it ended ugly for two seasons in a row for them. But of course, any team that doesn't win the Super Bowl, the season ended ugly. So there's something special between Rodgers and LaFleur. As much as we want to make of the fact that Rodgers has complaints about certain things that are happening, those guys win games. You don't just win 14 games in a season and it's not special. 13 games in a season and it's not special. That's a special combination. So yes, Packers winning the division. But I have the Vikings. I think despite all common sense, I have the Vikings winning the division. The Vikings make the playoffs. Packers winning the division, but I see the Vikings as the playoff team. They've got to overcome a lot, but I just can't get it out of my head. Offensively, Justin Jefferson, Dalvin Cook, and I'm sorry, Cousins has played with a chip on his shoulder, and he's played very well, and I see Cousins as a quarterback with something to prove every season and really out there. You like that, it'll just never get out of my head. And I do like him for that. There's reasons to doubt what's going on inside their locker room right now, but I see the Vikings as a playoff. Packers division, Vikings playoff. All right, NFC South. NFC South.
NFC South, I have the Bucks winning it, obviously. And then I still have the Saints making the playoffs.
Ooh. Saints won that division last year. Remember, the Saints swept the Bucs in the regular season.
I know, and I was ready to write them off until we saw Jameis Winston playing last weekend.
That was – how about those touchdown passes, by the way?
Yeah, he looked incredible.
Callaway, wow. I mean, those were spectacular. But, all right, I don't have the Saints making the playoffs. To say it was
That's
all
fair.
No, but I'm not ready to say that you're just going to take Breeze out and now walk into the playoffs. Like, that's just not going
to
happen.
See, but I think that if we were to listen to our podcast last year around this time and for the next couple of weeks, I think that one of the biggest issues that the Saints had was Drew Brees. He couldn't throw the ball that well. So now that they've got Jameis Winston, even though he does throw quite a few picks, he can still throw a lot of touchdowns. So they're going to be fine.
Smart. And Peyton was coming off. I mean, Peyton changed the offense and realized and was giving the ball to command. This was an offense predicated on the running game much more than Breeze over the last two seasons anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, no one is smarter than inside the organization to understand what Breeze can and cannot do any longer. And so that's fine. But I just don't think – I think there's something about the Breeze leadership there.
They're
going to miss something. And making the playoffs in the NFL isn't easy, even with an extra team, even with an extra game. It's just not that easy. So Bucks, I'm with you. Actually, I didn't see the Bucks making the playoffs last year, so no one's more dumb about the Bucks than me. But I'll say Bucks win the division. And Panthers are making the playoffs.
Oh, interesting. Okay. I like that. I would love for that story to happen.
And again, maybe it's just me with the feel-good story, but
Sam Darnold
with a new environment. You got to admit that Matt Rhule was impressive last season. Matt Rhule at least put his stamp
100%
on that organization, and you could tell everybody
was wrong. You saw that when Christian McCaffrey went down, and then all those that he completely reorganized that offense with the running back by committee, and yeah.
I'm excited about what
now Christian McCaffrey's healthy. It'll be interesting. I like that pick.
Healthy McCaffrey and Darnold with a massive chip on his shoulder. Before we're just going to give that draft class away to Baker Mayfield and Lamar Jackson, can Darnold say, wait, I was there too. Yeah, Josh Allen also, right? I mean, think about that draft class and think about what that was, right? With Darnold, Rosen, who we saw on Sunday Night Football recently for his fifth organization. But I mean, Rosen, Darnold, Baker, Allen, and Lamar, right? Who were and yet Darnold's not going to be the forgotten guy there. I think he's got something massive.
I agree with that.
And so this would be it.
I don't know if it's going to happen in the first year, but I agree with what you're saying.
I think there's more to be said than I'm seeing ghosts for Sam Darnold. I don't think his career is going to be stamped like that. It's going to be more than that. I'm hoping there's more than that for Darnold. All right, so there we go. So we've got our playoff teams. There they are in the NFC and the AFC. We both have a couple of strange ones there. But again, Steelers not making the playoffs for either one of us, which is big news. So now, Taylor, for your Super Bowl.
Sam likes to get ahead of himself, and he already chose a Super Bowl winner. I'm not that far away. I thought we were just doing playoff teams.
I got a little excited.
But he peer pressured me, so we are doing Super Bowl. So I have Bucks versus Chargers.
You've got powder blue at home in the Super Bowl.
I do.
That is an epic choice. Not winning the division for you, Taylor, because you still have the Chiefs winning the division, but you've got the Chargers in the Super Bowl against Tom Brady at SoFi. That is exciting. All right. So I'm not quite as nuts as you might think I am. I've got Buffalo in the Super Bowl. I think Buffalo's going to be the one seed.
I love that.
So I got Buffalo in the Super Bowl, which is very exciting for them. The unfortunate part for them is what I see on the other side of it. I almost went rematch from the 92 and 93 Super Bowls with Dallas and Buffalo. I was almost going to do that to you and give you Cowboys versus Bills. But you heard
But even you couldn't say that crazy of a statement.
You know what it is? It's funny. Instead of Hard Knocks convincing me they are going to be a Super Bowl team, Hard Knocks is convincing me they aren't. And not because I don't like what I'm seeing on Hard Knocks, but just because every year the hype, people just dive into what Hard Knocks is and get carried away with that. And I just don't want to be that guy. I don't see it. There's not necessarily a Hard Knocks jinx. I just don't see it. They're going to win the division. They're going to be a special team, but I see the Rams in the Super Bowl again. And what's great about it is
both LA teams
hosting. We both have an LA team hosting the Super Bowl. You with the Chargers, me with the Rams. And the Rams thing for me was fun because I just thought hopefully we could get maybe Stafford versus Rodgers in an NFC championship game, which would be outstanding. I mean, obviously Stafford and Rodgers could never play each other in a game that really truly mattered. Obviously in the playoffs it never happened. And I would love to see a Super Bowl berth on the line between Rodgers and Stafford. And Stafford actually this time with an incredible coaching staff and a real defense and a real shot at winning that game and getting there and doing something special. So, all right. So Taylor.
See, I kind of would love to see Justin Herbert against Tom Brady because I think that would probably be the biggest age gap of two quarterbacks that have ever played each other in the Super Bowl, I would think.
And we
don't quote me on that.
We both see big things for Herbert, obviously, right? I mean, I have the Chargers winning that division, and you have the Chargers in the Super Bowl. So we both see Herbert with a massive step forward, offensive rookie of the year, and now potentially he'll have to be in the running for MVP for this to happen, right? He'll have to.
Absolutely.
He'll have to. So that's how we see it. All right, Taylor, we hope to catch up again before the regular season. Obviously, the regular season kicks off with Dak versus Tommy TB12.
Wait, Sam, you had your Super Bowl winner. Who is it?
So Bills fans will hate me for this. And it's such a shame. Look, my friend Catherine doesn't deserve this.
I was just about to say Catherine's going to be devastated.
She's such a massive Bills fan. She loves Let's Catch Up. We've been on the Bills bandwagon all of last season. We certainly will. But I've got him taking another step. I've got him in the Super Bowl. I'm so sorry, Catherine, but I see the Rams. I see McVay and Stafford winning it all in LA. And I mean, it would be ridiculous to see back-to-back teams hosting and winning a Super Bowl would be ridiculous with obviously what Tom did last year in Tampa. But that's it. So I'm sorry, Catherine. I'm sorry, Bills fans, but I do. I see the Rams. And you're not willing to pick yet. At a later date, Taylor will make a Super Bowl, a true Super Bowl prediction, but she's got...
He didn't give me enough of a heads up. I've got to think on it.
Okay, that's right. sleep on it.
I don't dream of Dak Prescott at night like you do.
I have to get rid of it. I have to do something. I don't know what's wrong. I really don't. I mean, again, my family in Philadelphia is just devastated with how crazy I've been about this. But whatever. All right, still, we'll catch up soon.